when Gruden came in, you know, at that particular point, Al was ready for a change. So Gruden was able to come in, bring in players, put in a different offense. Hey, I had five different coaches, but we had run the same offense for 10 years.
Time for a change.
It never changed. But when Gruden came in, we changed offense. He brought in different players. He brought in players that suit offensively, and Willie Shaw was able to bring in guys defensively.
That's Tim Brown. So, you know, I think what I'm interested in is simply what is, if an owner's going to buy a team, is the best decision he can make just to stay the hell out and let his men choose the right men to run the organization?
Well, I think, you know, if you're asking me that, Nick, I think, you know, like you said, you know, owners own the team. Unless they have a background in, you know, in football and really have a background in football, and not everybody who's been a general manager in the National Football League has had a background in football. Example, in Detroit, when I was in Detroit, you know, Chuck Schmidt, who's no relation to me, became the general manager. Well, Chuck Schmidt was a financial guy. He was an accountant, and he became the general manager of the Detroit Lions after Russ Thomas, you know, had left. I mean, and so, you know, that's hard, you know, and then he's in a situation where he's making football decisions. So you need a real football guy to be a general manager.